Hello, this is Coach Mike Smith, and this is UPS Logistics of the Game. Today we're going to talk about our Monday night opponent, the New York Jets, and what the three musts are for us to get the outcome that we want. I'm going to start talking about special teams first. I thought our special teams had a very good bounce back game last week against the New England Patriots and did an outstanding job of covering kickoffs and punts. Our punter and kicker, Matt Bosser, did a great job of kicking the ball into the right positions to allow our cover teams to run. And that's going to be the big key this week, is we're going to have to be able to run in our coverage teams. And on the flip side of it, we're going to have to make sure that we win our one-on-one matchups when we're trying to return the ball. We're going to get some opportunities to return the ball this week, and we need to try to get a field advantage, field position advantage in the kicking game. On the defensive side of the ball, it's going to be imperative that we put pressure on the rookie quarterback. Geno Smith was a second-round draft pick out of West Virginia University last season, and he is a very athletic quarterback. We're going to have to give him different looks, give him some things that he hasn't seen, and force him to be uncomfortable, not only in the pocket, but pre-snap in terms of what we're trying to show defensively. And then on the offensive side of the ball, it's going to be imperative that we continue to play efficiently in the red zone like we have done in the open field. Our red zone efficiency has not been where we'd like it to be. We've got to score touchdowns when we're down in the red zone. You just can't kick field goals in the NFL if you're going to get the outcome that you want. So we're going to have to be more efficient with our red zone play, not only the players, but the coaches as well. We've got to make sure that we put our players in the best position. And if we'll do those three things and do the right things logistically, we're going to get the outcome that we want on Monday night.